get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
But I appreciate you, man. Anything else you want to talk about or you want the world to know before we get off?
I prefer showing the world and telling them.
Yeah.
I don't want to be about the lip service. I just want to show them.
Yeah. Well, then do that. Do that. Because they're going to be all ears, all eyes. Y'all got a bunch of primetime games. A-Rod, I'll give you this fair warning. You're about to be in this division and deal with him twice a year, so you're going to learn it yourself. He can get the ball anywhere, at any time, from any arm angle. Understand that.
Look at that. Lewis Seen making an appearance on Dick Sherman's podcast there. Richard Sherman.
Why?
I've always kind of wondered. Like of you. There's probably some Richards who listen to the show.
Yep.
Who decides that your nickname is going to be Dick?
It's a legit question.
Why is it not Richard Bramer, Twins play-by-play guy?
Right.
Or Rich Bramer or Rick Bramer. You know, there's like
when
Richie. There's like seven Richie. Options.
My favorite thing on Twins telecast was during Tom Kelly's brief time in the booth where he would call him Richard.
Yeah.
And you could hear Dick's teeth just grind.
Because he can't say anything. It's Tom Kelly.
Exactly.
Tom Kelly is disrespectful.
But he would just call him Richard. It was just great.
Well, Richard. Oh, man. Speaking of Richards, we are Mackie, Judd, and Declan. We are the trio that makes up this Daily Vikings Entertainment called Purple Daily. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. The show is presented by our friends at TCL and also Surly Brewing Company. On TCL, they're one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. They have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. All right, in 2 days, and we've already got the schedule trickling out here. I saw there was a Christmas game announced between the Rams and the Broncos on CBS.
CBS.
The Masters on CBS.
CBS, oh, friends.
We know who the Vikings play in week 2. We know who the Vikings play in week 4. The full schedule comes out in 2 days from now. But as promised, you're not going to have to wait until Thursday. Because Judd Zolgad has created his own schedule. That's right. We are mocking the schedule. Judd Zolgad, this is, I think, the third year that you've done this, maybe fourth?
It's at least the third.
The annual
and I take it very seriously.
Mock schedule.
Last one.
Yes. What are you doing there, Dex?
I'm pulling the Zolgad, actually, and getting actual pen and paper, because I my last one here, my chicken scratch.
I love what you're doing.
I had a 10-7 record, so I just want the notes.
Never apologize, Declan. Never
apologize.
Are
we picking the schedule here, too?
Why don't you guys pick it as I do it?
Okay.
Okay.
So, like,
okay.
I'm not going to participate in the picking.
No.
Because
no.
I am going to. And to be clear, I doubled and triple checked this thing.
Uh-huh.
I made a lot of changes. Okay. I took, I think, the better part of an hour, if not an entire. So, like, this is a lot of work. Like
an hour?
This was not. It was an hour of my life. It's gone now. I'm 52.
Sound like, oh, I've been working
as
on this for.
As I told Dex, when I turned 50,
yep.
When you're 20, you're like, I'm going to get to 30. When you're 30, it's like, I'm almost certainly going to get to 40. When you're 40, like, okay, 50's next. When you get to 50, tick, tick, tick. The clock is ticking. Yeah. You don't know.
So, all right. So Judd, who's potentially on the verge of death.
You just don't know.
Spent close to an hour workshopping this mock schedule.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Dex, I'm going to keep track of my own wins and losses. Yep. You keep track of your own wins and losses.
You got it.
Here we go.
Okay. I have dates. I have primetime games.
Oh, my God.
I
love this.
This is, I have 9 home games, which is correct. I have 8 away games. It's really 7-1 neutral site game. So let's start with week 1, which is September 11th this season. The Vikings will be playing host to the New York Giants.
Okay, there's some steam here. I've seen some
I've
little
seen
Reddit
this as well.
posts and
yep.
stuff.
Yep, And so I'm going with the Steam. I have no, it's Steam. It is nothing that I've like heard officially.
Smart though. It's something. You might as well, you know.
But they're opening at home. There's no, they're not going to, because you're not going to send them to Philadelphia in week two.
Yeah.
And then London in week four.
Right.
You're going to get them home games. So September 11th, Sunday, just probably a noon game. It's all cool. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Yeah.
The New York.
It's a win, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a 1-0 start for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Let's get it. Sorry, sorry, Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes.
Good luck.
Danny Dimes.
Good luck. Good luck against Ed Donatell's 3-4 amoeba hybrid shape-shifting defense with three safeties, two safeties. You have no idea how many safeties might be out there. You don't know if Danielle Hunter is a Darius Smith are going to have their hand in the grass or not. You don't know. How are you supposed to prepare for that? You're not. That's the thing. 1-0 Vikings.
Danny Dimes.
All right. Week two. Well, we know week two. That's boring. September 19th, Monday night, as announced yesterday at Philadelphia. So that's a known game.
Yeah, that's a tough one too, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to go
kind
with
of
a loss.
House of Horrors.
I'm going with a loss. I like Jalen Hurts. I do like Jalen Hurts.
Do you?
Yes. I do like
I'm going to say that's a loss too. It's Kirk. It's prime time. It's a tough place to play. It's a lot. All right. All right.
So to do this, I also went back to the 2021 schedule and I looked at how it was sort of shaped as far as opponents from conferences went. And I came away with my week three game, September 25th, another Sunday game at US Bank Stadium. Last year, I believe week three was the Cleveland Browns. So going by the strategy that the league seems to employ now, week three, September 25th this year, Indianapolis Colts visit Minneapolis.
So no division opponents in the first month of the season.
And that's pretty much how it went last year, too. They backed up the division opponents a lot because they want, essentially, in a nutshell, the Packers and Bears games late as possible. Because that creates more, like people are excited.
They want drama.
For football right now, but they want the drama, which I think is actually pretty smart. So I'm going with AFC opponent, the Colts in week three.
That's a win.
Dang it, the Colts are good.
That's a win. That's a win. I don't buy it.
You know, I would say, I mean, I think it might be the first month of the season might be tough because Matt Ryan is learning a new system, new teammates, right? I think Indy's going to be good, and I think they're a playoff team long term. This is a tough one. I'm going to say it's a win, though. It's a win for the Vikings.
Okay.
Narrow. It's a narrow victory.
Yep.
All right. Quarter of the season will be done in week four when another known game, October 2nd, a Sunday, at Saints in London, NFL Network game.
Yep. That's a win for the Vikings.
I think so, too. It's a win. I'm hot. Three and one.
Yeah, 3-1. Three and one for both of us here.
3-1.
Let's do it. Let's get it. Kevin O'Connell, baby.
Now it's time for Kirktober. So what happens in week five, Judd Zolgad? Well, I guess bye week.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You say that, Declan, and I did too. Bye week. Oh, bye week. There's intrigue. There's intrigue, boys. I bring you this. The New York Giants supposedly have told the league, I believe they're playing in London against the Packers in week five. They supposedly have told the league, we don't want the bye in week six. Too early for us. So evidently, teams are trying to pass up the London bye based on the fact that they'd prefer to get the rest on the back end. Now, I'm going to give the Vikings the bye because that's traditionally how this works. But the point is, the bye might be a guess as well.
Okay.
So I'm saying week five bye week, but, you know, it makes sense to say, you know, that trip is tough, but we'd prefer the bye in late October or November. So I'm saying bye week, but it doesn't sound like it's necessarily a slam dunk. That's going to be the bye week.
Okay, well, what's the fifth game? Because my decision on this game might be altered based on whether they're resting or not at London, but go ahead.
Okay. Going with the strategy from last year, week six, October 16th, Sunday game at home, of course, against Detroit.
Yeah, that's
how
a win.
It played out last year as well.
That's a win. Nice start to the season here.
And it makes some sense. And it's going to make more sense when you see how I've altered the Detroit games as we go through this.
Okay. Very favorable schedule here so far. Okay.
The schedule is week seven, another Sunday game, October 23rd at Buffalo.
No, that's a loss. There it is. There's the loss.
Yep. That's going to be a tough one.
That's a loss.
That's a loss. Yep.
Lewis Cine write this down, knock Stefan Diggs out of this game.
It's mean.
Is that on the record? Okay, so or are we waiting?
You're
for
going
tomorrow?
On the record here.
I'm going on the record. He's going to knock him out. He's going to knock him out of the game.
He's okay, going so Lewis Cena is going to injure Stefan Diggs. That's your prediction.
On a hit.
Okay.
On a hit. He is.
Well, injured.
He is. Lewis Cena.
Oh God.
Is here for business purposes. No, it's not.
He's here to chew bubblegum and
might
decapitate
get a
wide receivers yes. over the middle.
Okay. Yes. This guy is going to hurt people.
Okay.
You got that written down there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Week 8.
All right. Let's keep going here.
Week 8. This is not great. This is not great. But remember, this league driven by television and its partners. Week 8, October 27th, 4 days after the Buffalo game.
Oh, boy.
Versus Dallas on Thursday night.
Oh, I hate. So it's a home game against Dallas, though?
Home game against Dallas.
Ugh.
Last year on a Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken, Dallas gets primetime games.
Classic.
Thursday nighter.
Is Dallas playing at home or on the road the week before?
I do.
Did you do all the schedules
dude,
or just
I did
the Vikings?
Not, I'm, no, I'm working on the Cowboys right now. I'm workshopping their bleeping okay. schedule right
rush.
Now. What do you expect
game.
From me?
If the Cowboys played a road game the week before, it's for sure a win. I'm going to say it's a win either way because both teams have to play on this short schedule.
And beat the Cowboys.
Yeah. Go with the loss.
Beat them.
Cowboys are worse now than they were a year ago, and Mike McCarthy is for sure getting fired.
I don't think
the Cowboys, I think, could be a dumpster fire this year.
Okay.
All right.
Kellen Moore will be coaching by then. That's okay.
Week 9, November 6th, home game again against the New England Patriots.
Oh, man. So we're home, a lot of home games here. So you're saying 5 home games in the first 9.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a sneaky game in here. This feels like one where maybe Bill Belichick might pull one over on the young coach. I think this might be a Bill Belichick masterpiece. I'm going to say it's a loss for the Vikings.
And don't forget, though, there are 9 home games.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not 8. There's 9. So we've got a back end one that is going to be actually favorable. So I believe I am now through 8 games. Can I get the records, please?
5-3. Dex, did you pick this game?
No, I did not yet. It's a win for the Vikings for me, so I have them at 5-3 as well.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Week 10, we progress. Now we're going to start to get more division games. Sunday nighter at Lambeau Field.
Sorry, boys. It's another tough one there. That's a loss for the Vikings.
Yeah, it's a loss. I have a
they're not running. They're not running the
no,
table.
They're
in the
not
division,
running it.
So,
man,
I agree with that. That's fair.
Wheels and the bus are coming off here in my schedule.
Okay.
Week 11, November 20th, at home against the New York Jets.
Oh, that's a win.
Joe Namath,
that's
Don Maynard,
perfect
down.
Noon get well game. Just a classic get right game.
Oh,
to win.
That'd be great. All right, looking forward to it
now. Now, here's where I get funky with the Division Lions game. 4 days later, in week 12, they are playing on Thanksgiving at Detroit.
Wow. Two Thursday games.
But two Thursday games, but different. One's a primetime game, and this is the traditional early game. So, yes, it's two Thursday games in a national spotlight. But Dallas is an attractive primetime game, and Detroit, we're trying to find teams. A division game, just a thought.
Fans are going to kill me for this, but I think Dan Campbell's got that team fighting. I think the Vikings lose. Short week, it is for Detroit, too. I think they lose that game.
I have it as a win. But just kicking around that idea, what if the Vikings had the early bye in 5, but they got two Thursday nights, so they get like two mini buys, right? Like, I know they have to cram in the two games, but then they'd get two mini buys because they obviously would get the weekend off. I wouldn't hate that. I don't hate that idea.
Yeah, I don't love playing the week after. Like, if you're going to play the week after you get back from London, it just feels like a recipe for a loss. Yeah,
right.
So, for a letdown of some sort. I don't disagree with that.
No, week 13 is next, I believe.
Week 13 is next, and we are now into the month of December, and it is cold outside. Any road game is going to be a difficult task, right? Not so fast. Not when you go to, not when you win a trip to beautiful Miami.
Ah.
Come on down December 4th at the Dolphins. That's right. I'm giving the Vikings a little bit of a break. Outdoor game in Miami on December 4th.
Yeah, and this is some extra rest here. I like this. It's
oh,
a win.
You get a break. Nice
it's break. A win for me. I'm not sold on Miami. It's a win for me.
I like Miami, so I'm going to say it's a loss.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a loss.
If they're healthy defensively with what they can, with what they should do, I think they fluster Tua, but that's just me. But
or Teddy.
That's also
don't sleep on, don't sleep on Teddy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm sitting at 7-5 right now going into the last handful of games.
Right. Yes, I'm also 7-5.
Okay, different paths to get to 7-5. Okay, home stretch right. here.
Okay, yeah.
So, December 11th is now week 14, and coming to town are the Arizona Cardinals.
This is a great time to catch the Cardinals because literally every year of Cliff Kingsbury's entire college and NFL career, his teams tank in the last month and a half.
Yes, sir.
This is a win for the Vikings.
Win. Win two. I think the Cardinals are going to come down hard to earth.
And if that's the case, Kingsbury, dead man walking as well.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
So, like, you could get the Cardinals and the, we hate the coach now, we've given up, Kyler's like, whatever. Great opportunity for a win.
Yep. Yeah, that division, too. Yeah, I know that Russell Wilson left it, but you still have to deal with the Rams. The Niners probably aren't going anywhere. So, yeah. Okay.
Week 15, December 19th. That's a Monday night. Because who do the Vikings play every year on a Monday night?
The Bears.
Monday night game. So cold weather game certainly impacts things.
That wind tunnel.
Week 15 stays pretty consistent to what we saw from the 2021 schedule at Chicago Soldier Field.
It's a win. I think Chicago is going to be atrocious. They're trying to be atrocious. They've stripped
Chicago.
It down. Yep.
They
have no business. There's some years where you look at Chicago and you're like, oh, that's kind of a weird team, but they find a way to go 8-9 wins. This is not going to be. The Bears would love a high draft pick in 2023. So this should be a win for the Vikings.
You know what, Mackie talked me into it. I'm going to say it's a win too. And to be honest, they've won back-to-back years in Chicago. They won in 2020 on Monday night. They won last year in Chicago.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah.
Go win the game.
Go do it. Go do it. It's a win.
All right, week 16.
All right.
Week 16, which is Christmas week. So you got to put it. I believe there's going to be a bunch of games on Christmas Eve.
Love Christmas.
Then I think there's two, if I'm not mistaken, main games on Christmas Day. And there might be two on Monday night as well. The Vikings, though, are not going to have to be concerned about a primetime game because this is a perfect time to play the Commies. The Washington Commanders, December 24th, Saturday game, which will actually, for Vikings fans, bring you back to the game in which Adrian Peterson ripped his knee up because that was also a Christmas Eve game in Washington. But this time around, the Vikings get the Commanders, not the former Washington team.
So I basically have the Vikings on four straight wins here because I have them winning the Kirk Cousins revenge game against the Commies at home to go to 10-5.
This is cool.
They're 9-5 going into this game for me, and this is a classic trap game. This is a classic trap game. Vikings drop this game. Vikings lose this game somehow, some way.
It's a short week because he just played on Monday night. Yeah, no, Dex is on to something.
The Grinch. Here. I'm sorry to be the Grinch here. I'm feeling, and I'm feeling a loss. That is a loss.
It's also the type of game where you're like, Kirk, this is your chance to really show Washington 5 years later who's boss. Because this is the first time he would be playing Washington, right?
And did they play him? Carson Wentz.
They played Washington on a Thursday night game years ago.
You're right. Okay.
But has he played there?
Wait, this is a road. Is this a road game or a home game?
It's a road game.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
It's back-to-back road games.
Short week, road game, trap game.
I spent so much time on this.
I'm sorry. This is a loss. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was ahead of it. 100%.
Okay.
I was ahead of it.
100% my fault. It's a loss.
Declan, listen the whole time. So there are two games left. We have now gotten through eight road games. There are two home games left.
Brutal stretch, too, because that's the fourth road game in five. It's four road games in 5 weeks to end that stretch. Just a brutal stretch.
Brutal stretch. Can I get the marks going into the last two Vikings games from both of you?
9-6.
Same. Yep.
Okay. 9-6.
So, like, you're on the precipice.
Yeah.
Got to finish strong here, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
two opportunities.
We'll see.
I think we know who the opponents are going to be. We just don't know the order here.
Exactly. So, week 17, New Year's Day. The Green Bay Packers come to town.
Yep.
You start the New Year's off with a win, damn it. So I'm going to give you a win. Give me a win.
O'Connells are celebrating then because Christmas got canceled.
Hangovers galore.
KOC canceled Christmas. He told his small kid, Christmas off. No Christmas.
And then the week 18 game against Chicago at home.
We've
seen this before.
It's obligatory. I tried to break the pattern last night. I can't.
No.
Like, I went back and looked. It's obligatory that the Bears are here to end the season every bleeping year.
The only way it's a loss is if you start Kellen Mond because your playoff positioning is fortified, right? But I'd be curious if this plays out and you play the Packers at home in Week 17 on New Year's Day, if you really are 9-6 going into that game, where are the Packers at? Are they at 11 or 12 wins? Are they at 10? Is that game for the division?
Yet.
No, I know. I'm just throwing out hypotheticals here.
They're probably it's a good question.
Because if you beat them, do you ice the division? And then you should beat Chicago week 18. It's a win.
So do you end with 11 wins? Phil?
11-6. 11-6. Let's go.
I say it's 11-6 as well, but here's your caveat.
Yeah.
You're playing for the North on that day. I think the Packers are going to be struggling a little bit, and we're going to come down to the wire, and the Vikings have to get a win in Week 18 to solidify the North and then get a home playoff game in the wild card weekend.
And the Packers would be playing against the Dan Campbell-coached Detroit Lions in that situation.
Kneecaps off, baby.
Which could either be like they're on the verge of firing him, or they're running through a wall, and they're trying to get their seventh win.
Or what if the Lions are like pursuing their 12th win? They're the division champions.
I mean, could be. It's a crazy league. It's a crazy league. And it's a crazy league that is really fun to sweat through underdogfantasy.com, a new partner of ours here on Purple Daily. So for season long, it's the best, easiest way to get a sweat on games. And listen, I'm in a bunch of fantasy leagues. You know, you guys have been kind of hot and cold on fantasy. This is so great for season long fantasy. No waivers, trades, or lineup setting. So you draft a roster.
Love that.
Underdog will take the... So you draft a roster of X amount of players. And Underdog will take the highest scoring players, and those are your starters for the week. You don't have to worry about, is this guy playing or not? No stressing over the day-to-day or week-to-week management. And then on the flip side, on the Pick'em games, which you see on the screen here on the YouTube channel, you can win up to 20 times your money in one night. Pick over or under your favorite player's stats to win big. I know... We're keeping an eye on those hockey games tonight, but excited for football season. Promo code SCORE, S-K-O-R, and Underdog Fantasy will double your first deposit up to $100. UnderdogFantasy.com and the Underdog Fantasy app.
Love it.
Get it.
Love it.
Maybe while you're playing on Underdog Fantasy, you can sip your favorite beverage, too. You know?
I hope so, because that, of course, is any beer from our friends at Surly Brewing. Saturday and Sunday, there were a few Furiouses consumed and they were delicious, but you also can go down the drips and drops, the Havoc Machine route. I saw our friend Dave tweeted out yesterday that I believe that there is a new variety pack about to be unveiled. And when you get a variety pack from Surly, you got a good thing. Surly Brewing, check them out if you haven't already.
Okay, we're gonna get to Purple Daily Reads the comments here because we've got a lot of responses off our Kirk Cousins episode yesterday. But okay, Judd, have you seen what Tom Brady's Fox Sports contract is set to be?
No.
Oh my God!
Take a guess as to what you think the terms and money are for Tom Brady. So it was announced this morning that he is going to be the lead NFL analyst for Fox Sports with Kevin Burkhardt calling games whenever his career is over. So in 10 years, whatever it is. But we have the number of years and the money attached to Tom Brady at Fox. What's he worth to you?
Well, clearly it's outrageous. I'm going to say it's just total guess here, okay? I'm going to say it's a 10-year contract starting at 30 mil a year. Something ridiculous.
This is really close, really close, but it's higher. It's 10 years, $375 million.
Well, then he must have got, yeah. Wow.
What? Dude, what if he sucks? What if he's awful?
God, I love Tom.
There's got to be an out in there somewhere.
From both sides.
I love Tom.
I bet both sides have it.
10 years. So this dude has racked up probably I don't know how much money playing. He probably racked up $400 million playing football, right? He's been making an average of, let's say, $20 million a year for 22 seasons. Let's call it. Let's see. Carry the four. Okay. So he's made about $400 million playing football. Mm-hmm. However much money off the field in endorsements. I think this solidifies him as a billion-dollar earnings athlete, right? Like, forget about how much his net worth has appreciated in investments and businesses and stuff, but just his on-field playing money plus this is three-quarters of it. Well, it's more than that. It's almost $800 million.
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Amazing. So Tony Romo, it was shocking when Romo had $20 million a year coming his way. Tom Brady's going to have almost twice as much. Must be worth it, man. Must be worth it. Anyhow, alrighty. Tom Brady, everybody.
That is nuts.
Okay, Purple Daily reads the comments here. We're going to sprinkle these into more episodes because you guys send us so much great and sometimes mean, quite frankly, feedback. Okay. But we're okay. We'll read any of it on the show.
Yep.
You can hit us up via the Score North app. You can hit us up in the YouTube comment section, Twitter. We're always checking Instagram, TikTok. So let's start with this one. Ken Olson via the Score North app says, did you see the absolute disrespect the NFL live crew showed the Vikings today on ESPN?
Oh, boy.
Not a single word about the Vikings while talking about the four Monday night teams. I sure hope Kevin O'Connell caught it and absolutely smokes Philadelphia. I did not see that segment, but I would say the Vikings haven't been above 500 in two full seasons. I don't think they deserve respect. Like, they have to go earn respect. So I'm not mad that no one's talking about the Vikings. Why would they? Should go show it. No one talks about Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. They haven't done anything.
That's exactly what it is.
They haven't done anything. They won. Right. They won one playoff game in 2019. Who cares? Like, I'm saying from the national perspective, why would you talk about the Vikings? They have to go earn it.
Yeah, it's not surprising at all. And also, like, the ESPN NFL Live narrative loves the Kirk Cousins prime time and all that stuff. So, like, I'm not surprised by it at all either.
But they also like quarterbacks who are hot tickets, big names, and Kirk's not. The way we talk about Kirk on this show is how he's perceived nationally. Like, we're not off base here. Like, if you think Kirk Cousins is top three quarterback, nobody agrees outside here. So, like,
it's how he's perceived in the league and by a lot of people in the building, too, by the way.
Which is, by the way, he's a good quarterback, but he's not great, and he's just sort of meh. So, like, he's not a top five guy and an exciting guy and a personality that the networks are going to talk about. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Okay, now we get into some of the Kirk Cousins comments and feedback here. We did an episode yesterday.
I saw some of this.
Whether Kirk Cousins has winning DNA or the it factor, and George Payton, who left Minnesota to go to Denver to run the Broncos. You know, it's really comparable to when I was in Minnesota. Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When we brought Brett Favre in, not when we brought Kirk Cousins in. Well, right. Laser Chief on YouTube says, this show is such a joke. You're comparing Kirk Cousins to Brett Favre and Tom Brady. Laugh my ass off. Another Kirk Cousins smear episode.
Yep.
Wayne Skolham via the Score North app says, damn it, Mackie. Same old tired rhetoric. The hell with Kyle Rudolph's omission of Kirk Cousins 2 years ago. To hell with your droning on and on about statistics and the 15% of the salary cap stuff. Guess what, Philly boy? Cousins is our starter through 2023.
I love that note. I love that note.
Philly boy.
Exactly, Philly boy.
Hey, man.
Philly boy. Just like Pony boy? Outsiders?
Pony boy? Oh.
The Outsiders. Yeah. Okay, cool. Keep going. Keep going. I'm sure there's more.
Well, I mean, like, how dare we not bow down at the altar of mediocre football? That's one thing. Listen, we reject 500 football on this show. If you are leaning into 500 football, then maybe we're going to clash a little bit. But how dare we hold the milquetoast 500 career quarterback, to, who has the third highest cap hit in the NFL still, by the way, to a high standard? How dare we want more for the Vikings than 8 or 9 wins every single year?
Yeah, you're a jerk. Philly boy.
All right, Will Marsh on Twitter. If you're still making it a point to bag on Kirk Cousins and you're a Vikings fan, then I am pulling your fandom card.
Oh. Okay.
Does he show up at your house? Does he break in? Or does he hack into your... Is it like a virtual card or is it an actual physical
card? Where's my card? I'm trying to find my card here. I'm trying to find my card. I don't know if I can or not.
Side tangent, but related. Like, I ripped the Twins left and right the last few years, and I still ponied up to get season tickets this year. Like, if the team is worth watching and cheering for, we can do that. We can, we're allowed to rip them or cheer on them. I didn't know it was validation that we have fan cards that get ripped or
I took your fan card.
Oh, you took it. Okay.
I stole it from your wallet. It's gone now. So don't even try.
Will adds, Kirk is going to be the starter for at least the next 2 years. Get on board and support everyone on the team or switch teams. It's really not hard.
Who does that? I love this. I love the call for blind support. Just support them.
Just support them.
Okay, but like Phil just said, they haven't been over 500 in 2 years. Like, why would you just support them?
Well, this is what's so weird, and I don't know if it's we talk about this enough on the show, but I don't know if it's the Sid Hartman effect for decades or if it's the flagship effect or what, but the idea that the only way that you can be a good fan is if you're fully blindly supportive of everything.
You sign off on everything.
In what other area of your life? Okay, listen, you have kids. You're not a true supporter of your kids, and you're not a true parent if you correct your kids or if you get mad at your kids sometimes. You need to blindly support everything in your life or you are not a true fan. It's ridiculous. And I don't know where this idea came from, that if you question anything, how dare you?
Right. Well, it's like the people now who are like, you know, Kwesi's draft was fantastic. He's doing things that no one else can. No, we have to wait and see. But like for you to have an opinion or for you to be told. And by the way, again, to point the finger at us, some of this comes from people in our business to basically say, you know, you aren't being loyal. You should. To be told that by people in our side of the business is ridiculous and a complete joke.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fascinating to me. And just like I will say this too. You can, if you want to blindly support your favorite team too, that's fine. Just be whatever kind of fan you want. Just, you know, these people that are pulling fan cards because you're sick of 500 football or below 500 football.
Other fans. And that includes, again, people in our business. You have no right to you've no right to tell people what they should or shouldn't be doing. And it's just ridiculous. Like, if you want to blindly support the team, then just do it. But don't get in people's grills about, well, you're not being a good fan. That's my problem with it.
Super weird. Anyhow, John Jackson via the Score North app says, a question for you guys to ponder. No pun intended. Well, I hadn't thought of drafting a wide receiver in the first round until you guys started talking about it a few weeks before the draft. After that, I was all in on a wide receiver. I was hoping for a big-time receiver at 12. Then they went defensive picks with three out of the first four. I've been thinking, and I'd like your guys' thoughts, the Vikings front office is all about saying in 2022 we are all in. But what if behind the scenes 2023 is the real goal for a run? You go secondary this year so the young guys get some experience. Then next year you go quarterback and wide receiver with the first two picks. A plug-and-play dynamic receiver and our secondary has a year of experience for a run. What do you think? Love the show. You guys are great and you keep it real. What do you think, John Jackson?
I love that comment. I think he might be right. I can't tell from what they're doing. It feels to me like he might be on point there. It feels to me like they're like, okay, we'll run things back to a certain degree, but we all know from our football standpoint that this is probably not going to work that well. And so we're also planning. I guess here's how I feel. I wish I felt that there was more cohesiveness in the thought process from top to bottom. So I guess that's what I want and what I'm not seeing. But yes, the draft definitely spoke to, okay, yeah, we've done some things all in. Because you literally, like, the one thing about the Packers and Lions trade that sort of flies in the face of being in is you just potentially improve two teams right now. But if you told me flat out, you know what? We don't care. Like, we are building something here. I'd be like, okay, cool. So it feels, I think where I struggle with this is a definite feeling that ownership doesn't see it the same way as the executive staff does. And I guess if that's how the executive staff sees things, I'm more on board with that.
Yeah, I still stand by. I think ownership did not go into the GM and coach search with a clear open mind. They went in thinking, we want to do it a certain way, and we're going to try and find some guys that will do it the way that we want to do it. And given those parameters, I actually think the Vikings are very well set up for 2023 and 2024. 2023 is really interesting because that's probably the year that you draft a quarterback in the first round, going into the last year of Kirk Cousins' contract. And it gives you sort of that Chiefs, Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's the best possible version of it.
Yes.
But it gives you some options if you need to make a tough decision and say, yeah, the young guy's better. You could probably force a trade. Say, Kirk, listen, now we can trade you to San Francisco because Trey Lance is a bust and you can go be with Kyle. There's options that he would probably green light for a trade. But the other so quarterback is the biggest question for 2023. But think about some of the other position groups. Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, still going to be on a rookie-scale contract going into 2023. K.J. Osborne's going to be on a rookie-scale contract going into 2023. You're going to have an offensive line of guys either in their prime or emerging into their prime. It's a young offensive line. You don't know what the center position is going to look like in 2023 because you don't have one under contract. But Darisaw, rookie-scale contract, Brian O'Neill solidified. You got a bunch of good young options at those guard positions. And then the young secondary. The guys that you drafted plus Cam Dantzler. Yeah. So I like the way age-wise and contract-wise they set up beyond 2022. And maybe this is exactly what Kwesi has meant when he said a competitive rebuild, that we're going to try and do as much as we can. Now, if you were all in on being competitive, you probably would have traded a pick for an established player like the Rams did and have done almost every year.
Right.
But they are, it's not like this roster, there's been a couple times in the last 15 years where you look at the roster and you're like, oh boy, like it's all headed over a cliff. Mm-hmm. This one isn't. They've got good young players locked up under team control and you should be in a good spot for 2023 and 24.
I think it's incredibly fair to say that we definitely need to see more about the philosophy. Because I guess what I'm afraid of is the push and pull of, well, we don't want to be bad, so let's just be, because that's been the continual thing, right? Let's just be good enough. And you think that, well, there's this thing of, you know, once we get in the tournament, you don't know. But yes, if this team, I really need to see the 23 draft, because here's what I want to know. What's your plan and how much can you execute that plan at quarterback? That becomes so important to me. Because, I mean, that's a place where Spielman, unfortunately, for a variety of reasons, fell flat. O'Connell, I think, knows exactly what he wants, and so that's going to be good. But when Jefferson's contract comes due, Kirk can't be here because he's going to be paid entirely too much. So I'm very open-minded to watching it. I just want the feeling that everybody in that building has the same mission, and that's the mission of this very show. Super Bowl.
Yeah. Got another really interesting question here in a second, but we have a new partner here that's looking for help driving. So Polkadot Dairy is hiring drivers. If anyone out there has interest in jumping on board, Judley.
That's exactly right. Starting salary, $60,000, 401k match. Best part, no weekends. And so a current CDL license is required. Polkadot Dairy is a Minnesota-based and family-owned company. Great workplace environment. Go to polkadotdairy.com. Click on jobs to apply. Polkadotdairy.com. And again, $60,000, 401k match. And you don't work on weekends. Polkadotdairy.com.
Also, while Judd is speaking on behalf of our partners here, look how skinny he looks, man. Look at he's got the t-shirt. He's got the full shave here.
Mm-hmm.
He's down a few chins since last September. It's great.
You're not kidding. And look, like my face now, I think it's about half the size of what my face was last year at this time. And that's thanks to our friends, my friends at Livia Weight Control Centers. And now I want you to join a plan that's going to help you achieve your weight loss goals. I think we all get to a weight and we're like, I'll never lose the weight. It's too much. But guess what? I thought the same thing. That's not true. And now with the new Simple Start plan, it's only $59 to join. $59. Go to LIVEA.com, 855, go LIVEA, Livia.com. And here's the best part, too. The weight comes off. That's great. But Livia will help you maintain the weight being off. And that's the most important thing, because we all lose weight and think, oh, great. And then what happens? We gain the weight back plus some. That's no good. Livia.com, LIVEA, for you to change your life. And best part, all those clothes like these, they fit again.
Skinny jeans, Judd. Skinny jeans.
Okay,
Judd.
I'm not going that far. Sports Dad ain't going that far.
No skinny jeans. This question from Jake Geib via the Score North app. Would you guys rather have Kwesi, KOC, and Kirk? The goal is a Super Bowl as soon as possible, he says in this email.
All right.
Would you rather have the trio of Kwesi, Kevin O'Connell, and Kirk Cousins, or George Payton, Nathaniel Hackett, and Russell Wilson?
The latter. 1,000 times the latter. It's not even a bat of an eye, not even a question. The latter. Easily.
Just to be clear, George Payton, Nathaniel Hackett, Russell Wilson.
Yes. Yes.
And George Payton, I think, stuck here thinking someday the GM job will be mine. And he finally said, okay, it won't be. And then Rick gets fired.
Would they have elevated him, do you think? Would they have fired Rick and elevated George?
I think they would have elevated him. I think he's a very smart guy. He's not Rick. Like, he and Rick, I think, worked well together because they were ultimately very different people.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think George Payton was liked and would have gotten that job. And Declan Goff is 1,000% right. I mean, I'm not going to debate that.
Well, and if you kind of go through it here, okay, George Payton or Kwesi Adofo-Mensah? We don't really know. We don't know. George Payton has more experience,
right?
Different, more of a football background, right? But those two guys, and Payton's in year two as the GM of Denver, so we don't know. I guess we know that he had the cojones to make the Russell Wilson trade, so credit to him for that. But I think it's hard to say that George Payton is definitively a better GM than Kwesi. We don't know, so I'm going to call that a wash. I really like Nathaniel Hackett in the lead up process, in the when all those names are being thrown out there. Love the guy's energy. I love the way that former and current players speak about him. So I think I like Hackett a little better than KOC, but again, we don't really know, so it's kind of a wash.
But
so then it's Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins, and I would I think Russell Wilson's just a completely different player and leader and everything. So yeah, I would say Payton, Hackett, and Wilson.
Yep, I agree with that.
Let's see here. Slab City 10 via the YouTube comment section. Poor Phil and Judd gasping for airtime.
What was that in reference to? That was hilarious.
Microphone. Give me a microphone.
Where's Stella?
Gasping for airtime.
Stella. Speak well of me.
Do you feel like you're gasping for airtime? That you're desperately clinging to a microphone?
What caused that message to be sent or that tweet to be sent?
I think because we're not, we're not doing a four-hour daily radio show anymore the last couple of years. So maybe we're just trying to cling to whatever patch of radio is left. I don't know what that means.
Criticism's criticism, man. I love it.
Gasping for airtime. I love that. Slab City 10, you need to comment more often, dude. Comment every single day. Just rip us every day, and we will read those comments on the show, please. If you're looking for a supporter, okay, and not someone that's just going to rip you all the time, Federated's been around for over 100 years, supporting businesses in and around the Twin Cities and even outside the state. They specialize in a core group of industries that they know like the back of their hand. They're not just trying to sell a bajillion policies just for the sake of it. They know what they know, and they specialize in what they specialize in. And you can find a full list of industries at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours.
You like that?
All right, write that down. Predictions and an accountability session tomorrow on the show. This is Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. Purple Daily.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.